The Silver Streaks tradition continues on WGIL Galesburg. 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. Galesburg Sports. Play-by-play coverage of Galesburg High School boys basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Cordwright Construction of Oneida, the right choice for your next project. Galesburg Nissan on North Henderson Street, home of the lifetime warranty. By Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating in Galesburg. You deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill. By Dave's Auto Body in Galesburg. You better call Dave's. By Kehoe Eye Care. They care for people, not just eyes. And by Yem Auto Group on North Henderson in Galesburg. Home to Chevrolet, Buick, GMC, Chrysler, Jeep, Dodge, and Ram. Say yes to Yem. And now, the WGIL broadcast team of Brad Benowitz and Jeremy Pickrell with Silver Streaks Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
Our national anthem here from Alamon High School. Let's send things over to PA announcer Raina Garcia. Oh, or the national anthem again. Here we go.
Encore.
Sorry. First, the starters for the visiting Galesburg Silver Streaks. Number one, Jeremiah Barbers. Number five, Drew Egepaka. Ichibshiba. Okay. Number 15, Alex Ejipiaka. Number 30, Easton Steck. Number 33, Kion Derry. The Silver Streaks are coached by Chad Thompson. He is assisted by Eric Thompson and Steve Hawkins. Now let's meet the starters for your All-Men Pioneers! Number two, 6'1", senior, Jackson Prate! Number four, sophomore, Daniel Vandeheede. Sorry, Daniel. Number five, Ryan Schmidt. Senior, number 24, Matthew Balt. Junior, 6'2", number 32, Charlie Cudworth. The IHS and the schools involved in the athletic contest would like to remind everyone in the attendance to please show good sportsmanship to our officials, coaches, and student athletes. The officials for tonight's game are assigned by the Commissioner of Officials for the Western Big Six Conference. Today's officials are Les Heising, Lee Nismith, and Mark Gerlich. Good luck to both teams.
All right, so Raina Garcia gave it a shot. Alex Andrea Gypsyako, Cohen Derry for the streaks. That's all right. Galesburg in their road black with white numbers and trim. Alamon in their home white with, white numbers with green around them.
Yeah,
you can
like
nearly
green
see.
Outline.
green trim. Cohen Derry in the center circle easily wins the tip, and in the backcourt it goes to Jeremiah Babers, by the way, not Barbers. Jeremiah with it. Alamon comes out of man-to-man defense. Left corner goes to Easton Steck. Brings it back out high, gives to Cohen Derry, top of the key, right wing. This is Alex Gypsyako down the right side of the lane, up, and it rolls around, no good by Steck. Steck taps a rebound out. It goes to Babers, can't hit the short shot. Alleman comes away with a rebound, and it was I thought it was Schmidt. It was hard to see the numbers. Now that's Schmidt in the paint. Little baby hook puts it up and good. Ryan Schmidt puts Solomon on the board first. And now we're going to have a bump foul dribbling up the court with Jeremiah Babers, and he's bumped by Ryan Schmidt.
Yeah, no, Prey had that rebound. Okay. Unfortunately for the Streaks on that first possession, they went inside to Easton Steck. He was wide open, turned around, and it was just an easy little bunny, but unfortunately just had a little too much English on it, rolled out for him.
Holland back in a man-to-man defense. Jeremiah Babers in the backcourt. Brings it across. Gets a pick from Cohen Derry. Top of the key, stopped. Back door. Alley-oop. Slam dunk. Cohen Derry. What an outstanding pass from Jeremiah Babers. We're tied up at two. Streaks up, pick up with three-quarter court pressure. And across midcourt, left side. This is Baltz for Alleman. Gets it away to Schmidt. Guarded by Drea Gypsyako. Now top of the key, it goes to Prate. Prate down to the left corner, picked up by Easton Steck. Now on the left wing, goes between the legs, brings it back out high. Nearly double dribble with that. Looked like he picked it up initially. Out high on the right side, it goes to Prate. Jackson Prate, or that's Schmidt. Now this is Baltz with it, and good defense by the Streaks. They lost a handle on it, and it's going to be, oh, thought we had a tie-up, but they get it away to Prate, drives baseline, and brings it back out to the left wing. Now out high, it goes to Daniel Vandahede. Vandahede stops, looks for some help. Great defense by the Galesburg Silver Streaks. Tied at 2, 6:30 to play here in the first quarter. Alleman's not getting anywhere near the basket on this possession. Right wing, it's Vandahede.
Oh, easy underneath. Steal.
And that was Cohen Derry with a steal.
Yep.
Coming back the other way, Alex Gypsyako bounces for Easton Steck. Right baseline, drives in too hard. Cohen Derry with a tip, can't get it to fall. And it's the Pioneers coming away with it. It's Jackson Prate. And it's stolen away by Jeremiah Babers. Streaks back the other way. Long down court pass. Cohen Derry with a two-handed slam. Cohen Derry with all 4 points and two assists for Jeremiah Babers.
And two dunks.
Streaks lead 4-2, under 6 minutes to play here in the first quarter.
Cohen Derry a little slow getting up the floor there, and it benefited him as Jeremiah Babers able to look up the floor and see his big man right there in the middle of the lane for the easy flush.
A little push off there on the ball handler, Prate.
And whoa, bigger
pushes
push off.
Again on the Easton Steck, and this time he gets called for the travel. So three Alleman turnovers, good defense by Easton Steck, and it was Prate that pushed off on him twice and then traveled the third time.
Coach Oranzio said he was going to do a little Grinnell style, 5-on-5 out here, and he's bringing this group in here to full court press, but they're going to back off right away.
Jeremiah Babers will set the offense for the Streaks, walks it across in the center circle. Out high left side, picks up, gets to Cohen Derry, top of the key, dribbles right, hit a little hesitation, leans in, up and off the glass, too strong, but the rebound comes away to the Pioneers' DJ Baker. Had a little slip and slide on the floor down there. I don't know if it's his shoes or if there's a wet spot on the floor. Left baseline, penetrating and kicking it out to the right wing. The three-pointer is up and good, and that was by Noah Brinkman. And the pass came from Ethan Gorlett. So Brinkman with the three. Now inside it goes to Drea Gypsyako, lays it up and in, make it 6-5.
Drea takes it all the way himself. No need for the assist there as he was able to break down his defender off the dribble and just took it in for the right-hand layup.
Lincoln Dorsey on the dribble for Alleman. Right wing it goes to Gorlett. Gorlett guarded by Alex Gypsyako. Now at high, knocked away from Gorlett, Dorsey, and he's able to get it back. Now the dribble. This is DJ Baker.
He's a slender man.
Working against Easton Steck. And if he pushes off, he's just going to fall. Now the ball gets tapped away, and it's another Alleman turnover. Now Easton Steck on the feed from Drea Gypsyako lays it up and in. Easton Steck with his first basket. A little softer on the touch that time.
Streaks doing a good job filling the lanes coming up the floor. A good job getting into the lanes, and then the passers are doing a nice job finding those cutters.
DJ Baker, 6'1", just a freshman, and I don't know that he's 6'1", either. Maybe the top of his hair, that style, because Easton Steck just towers over him. He's got it in the left corner. This is Baker out to the left wing, goes to Dorsey. Tapped away by Jeremiah Babers. Dorsey gets it back down the right side of the lane. A little push-off, kicks out to the right wing. Gorlett for three, missed it. Rebound has it knocked away from Easton Steck. It's saved and bounced by Alleman. Comes out high to Noah Brinkman. He'll fire the three. Good. Well, I guess they can shoot the three. That's his second.
Well, one of them can.
And we're tied at eight.
You got to know, Noah Brinkman's the shooter, it looks like. Two trays here in the first quarter.
Jeremiah Babers, nice feed to Easton Steck down on the right block. Too hard on the shot. Rebound comes away to Baker. for the Pioneers.
I don't know if this rim is just really tight, but it seems like every time the Streaks get one up on the rim, it bounces off.
Too much air on the ball.
Yeah.
Now Dorsey traveled with a
no call.
Goes high off the glass. Wow. And took an extra step and puts it up and in. First basket for Lincoln Dorsey. Second lead for Alleman. Right corner, it's Easton Steck for the Streaks. Kicks out to Cohen Derry, out high on the right side. Cohen on the dribble, now gives to Jeremiah Babers between the circles. 3 minutes to play first quarter. Thought about the three, now kicks to Drea Gypsyako. Underneath it goes through his brother Alex. A nice feed underneath to Cohen Derry. Got the underneath position. Kind of broke to the right side of the basket. Lays it up and in. And it's 10-10. First to basket, not a dunk for Cohen Derry.
Right.
And the first basket on an assist from somebody other than Jeremiah Babers. Baker with it on the dribble right side. Five new Pioneers set to come in. Three new Streaks set to come in. Baker in the paint. Kicks it out high to Brendan Johannes.
Ooh.
And now it gets knocked away by Alex Egypciaco, and somehow Brinkman got it back.
Yeah, Alex almost had two steals there.
Another near steal, and Dorsey able to get it back this time. Now it goes to Baker out near midcourt working against Easton Steck. Out to the left side it goes to Ethan Gorlett, and it's stolen away by Jeremiah Babers. Up court to Drea Egypciaco to Easton Steck, running the floor, leans in, and double clutches, lays it up and in.
Yeah, it looked like you wanted to go up and throw that one down. Just
he thought
too
about
much,
it, I
too
think.
Much traffic in there, so he made the smart play and laid it up over the rim.
12-10 Streaks, just under 2 minutes to play here in the first quarter. Baker across midcourt working against Easton Steck, goes to the left corner and gives to Brinkman. Now back to Baker, left side, pulls up with a 17-footer way off the mark, and the rebound gets tapped away, and finally Alex Egypciaco runs it down, gives to Jeremiah Babers, two-on-one break. He's going to alley-oop it to Easton Steck. He'll take it up and down, up off the glass and in. That's six for Easton Steck, and another assist for Jeremiah Babers. 14-10 Streaks, 1:30 to play first quarter.
Three assists now for Jeremiah Babers on the game.
Gorlett knocked away from behind by Drea Egypciaco. It's going to go back to the Pioneers. In for the Streaks will come Nolan Carl, 6'5 junior. Also, who else? Well,
we
got a timeout.
Yep, it's
going to be a mass timeout, so we'll take one as well and tell you who's going to be on the floor for the Streaks. 1:26 to play first quarter. It's Galesburg 14, Alleman 10. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL and WGIL.com.
Standing at the end of the driveway, surveying the cracks, you imagine how much nicer your house would look with a new concrete driveway. For any and all jobs involving concrete, consult the experts at Courtright Construction of Oneida. The right choice for your next concrete project.
Silver Streaks Boys Basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Arby's on North Henderson Street in Galesburg. They'll hang the big hat up on the side so you can see it. And by Go Van Gogh's, the T-shirt factory at 237 East Tompkins Street in downtown Galesburg.
Galesburg's News, Galesburg's Talk, 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
1:26 to play first quarter. Don Morris, Jim, Tom Meredith, Eric Gibson, Brad, and Jeremy will be back with you on Tuesday night. We're filling in tonight. Streaks lead it here at Alleman High School. As we said, Nolan Carl in the game for the Streaks. Carl Dortch, 6'5 senior, along with Cohen Derry. Also, Ian Dominique, 5'8 sophomore, into the game for the Streaks. And who's the other one out there? One, two, three. Oh, Jeremiah Baber still on the floor for the Streaks. Alleman with the basketball. This is Prate out high right side, pushes
every
off again.
Every time he comes in, he throws that off arm to create space.
Now on the dribble, this is Vandehede out high, nearly traveled with it. Now the count is on and gets it left side to Balt. Now another push off leaning in is an air ball from about 10 by Prate. And the Streaks come away with it. Babers running the floor, and we got a foul.
And one.
Oh, they did count it. And it was Nolan Carl running the floor. Nice athletic move. And the foul is going to go against, who did they call? I think Ryan Schmidt. Ryan Schmidt with the foul. Nolan Carl with the basket and the chance at the traditional three-point play. 16-10 Streaks, 52.8 to play in the first quarter. Missed it, but skying for the rebound is Carl Dortch. And lost.
He gets the ball blocked from behind, but they're going to say too much contact.
I think was that grip? Let's see. No, that's, well, we got, who is, did we figure out who 32 is?
Was 32 that is Cudworth.
That's Cudworth. Okay.
Yep.
Charlie Cudworth with a foul. So at the free throw line is Carl Dortch, 6'5 senior. First shot is up and good. First point of the night for Carl, and make it a 17-10 lead for the Streaks. 50.2 to play here in quarter number one. Second shot away, and that is good as well. Full court pressure from the Streaks. Long down court pass as they beat it with Vandahede. Now running the full right side, and the foul's going to be called on Ian Dominique. Kind of got a hip into
Schmidt. That's one of those ones. I think Ian got caught in between Tom. He was deciding whether to try to cut the ball handler off or just let him go by, and got himself into no man's land. And good, smart move by Schmidt there to use Dominique's contact to try to draw the foul.
So Ryan Schmidt, 5'9", sophomore at the free throw line. First shot, good-looking stroke there. That's his third point of the night, 18-11 Streaks lead.
And a 10-0 run by the Streaks.
Four new players in for the Pioneers, and Baker waits to replace Schmidt. So 18-11 Streaks, 44.1 to play here in quarter number one. Second shot for Schmidt away, and missed that one. Rebound comes into the hands, though, of Noah Brinkman, and kicks it out to Dorsey. Out high left side, this is Gorlett. Down the left corner, it goes to Schmidt. Back out high, Brinkman with it on the left side. Working against Nolan Carl. Right baseline goes to Gorlett. Drives, little five-foot runner is no good. Little floater, it was an air ball, and the rebound came down to Carl Dortch for the Streaks. Now Jeremiah Babers brings it across left to the center circle. Out high right side, Carl Dortch. Right wing, it goes to Nolan Carl. Underneath, Cohen Derry on the right block. Nice pass to Carl Dortch coming down the left side of the lane. Up off the glass, softly and in.
Yeah, great job sharing the ball right there by Cohen. You saw Carl coming down the other side of the lane. Just gave him a little flip pass so he could put it up and in from the left side.
Now Prate drives, lost it off his foot.
Oh, and then kicked the basketball. He's lucky. Yeah. He called for a technical there.
So 0.4 to play in the quarter. Streaks, well, they'll be able to get, won't be much of a shot. It's going to have to be a catch and let it fly. They'll try to get it into midcourt, possibly. Nolan Carl, the inbound, he's going to throw all the way down court. Oh, got it. Oh, nearly got to Carl Dortch. It just got tapped by Ethan Gorlett. Otherwise, the Streaks might have gotten an easy one. That was a great pass by Nolan Carl. But the first quarter has come to an end. The Galesburg Silver Streaks in control. After one, Galesburg 20, Alleman 11. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL and WGIL.com.
Go get them, Silver Streaks. This is Jeff Klink from Galesburg Nissan. Reminding everyone, Galesburg Nissan has the area's largest and nicest rental car fleet, an awesome detail shop, Galesburg Car Care, and we are driven to create customers for life. A free lifetime warranty with no gimmicks. Every fifth oil change is free for life, and a free loaner car for life. Galesburg Nissan, Galesburg Nissan Car Rental, Galesburg Car Care, and Galesburg Nissan Pre-Owned Auto Center all say, let's go Streaks.
Galesburg High School Boys Basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Tom Irons at Accounting Systems on South Simmons Street in downtown Galesburg, and by Templeton Roofing. Call Templeton Roofing when your roof matters. Learn more at templetonroofing.com.
Want to hand your favorite local charity $100? Nominate them for Hometown Hundreds. Every week, F&M Bank at Galesburg.info draw a winner from the nominees, like Galesburg Covenant Church, who just got $100. Nominate now at Galesburg.info, keyword hundreds.
Inspired by Rush, the Clay Travis and Buck Sexton Show, weekdays 11 to 2 on WGIL.
Alleman with the basketball to start the second quarter from the left corner. Ryan Schmidt drives in, doesn't get cut off, lays it up and in. And it's 20-13, Galesburg Silver Streaks with the lead. Now underneath it goes to Nolan Carl, and he lays it up off the glass and in.
Just enough English on that one to get it to fall because it looked like it was going to bounce off.
That's his second basket, 22-13 Streaks. Streaks with some pressure and across a near steal by Ian Dominique, but they're able to get across, and this is Jackson Prate with it out high, working against Alex Egyptiaco. Drives left, looked like he traveled.
So he
with
did
it.
Travel.
Cudworth now gives to Schmidt in the left corner. Out high left side, now it goes to Vandahede. Vandahede brings it back out to the top of the key. Picks up, bounces for Schmidt in the paint. Little five-footer, baby hook, no good. And Carl Dortch with a rebound. Outlet to Alex Egyptiaco. Now Dre Egyptiaco with it, right side. Nice look underneath to Carl Dortch. Lost a handle on the dribble, though. Tried to do the hard dribble rather than going up and lost a handle on it.
That's one of those ones where I'm sure Coach Thompson would rather him just take that straight up instead of putting the ball on the floor.
Yeah, I think he wanted to get that one step closer to the basket. I don't think he needed to, though.
No, by
But the possession arrow on the tie-up goes back to the Streaks. By the way, our PA announcer, Raina Garcia, just a high school girl. She was, I think she was a little embarrassed. She did her best, but some of the, as I was told by Dave Dunn, perhaps some of the best mispronunciations ever. Streaks with the steal on the full court pressure. Carl Dorsch couldn't get the shot to fall, and Alleman will bring it back the other way. 22-13 Streaks lead inside. Dorsey scoops it up, no good, but the rebound comes down to Brinkman. Left side, his 17-footer up and good.
Can't say they're not playing hard, Tom.
Yeah, absolutely.
Allman's playing very hard, and they are hustling all over the place. Streaks have to recognize and box out.
Drea Gypsyako drives, pulls up with a little left-hander, and that's his second basket. 24-15 Streaks, 6:15 to play first half.
Well, hopefully if Raina learned anything from her starting lineups, it's that you asked the other team for their
exactly.
pronunciations before
and then
you
write it down phonetically so you can
right.
figure it out. Now the Streaks with another steal. Carl Dorsch down the middle. Ooh. Missed the dunk, but with a rebound, Nolan Carl can't hit, but he gets fouled. So another turnover by the Pioneers. Carl.
It's always a tough dunk to miss, too,
yeah.
because you know you're going to hear it from the crowd
exactly.
when you're on the road.
And fortunately, it wasn't on the end of the stage. That's where all the Alleman
right.
High School kids are at. The foul went against, let's see,
looks like Brinkman. It went against Brinkman.
And that's going to put Nolan Carl at the free throw line. He missed one earlier. First one is up and bounces off no
that
good.
That was short.
Yeah. Five new players in for the Pioneers. First foul on Brinkman. 14 fouls on Alleman. So, Nolan Carl at the free throw line.
The official having some issues trying to get the net to go
yeah.
back to normal. So to,
it looks like it's they're brand. At least that one looks brand new compared to the one on the other end because the other end is stretched out. This one is still tight at the bottom.
Nolan had to go over there and pull it out himself.
Second shot, no good. Cudworth with a rebound. Down the other way, this is Schmidt with it. Top of the key goes to Prate. Prate dribbles left corner. Gives way to Baltz. Baltz brings it to the wing, nearly stolen by Alex Egyptiaco. Out high, faking the three is Vandeheede. Now gets it to the left elbow to Cudworth. He'll hand off to Prate. Prate out between the circles. Dribbles right. Flips it to Schmidt. Schmidt on the dribble, crosses over, gets into the paint, and nice defense by Jeremiah Babers. Thought it was a travel there. Now the pass to Cudworth is going to go off his hands. And how many turnovers do you have?
Nine,
okay. I actually missed a couple.
I'm kind of surprised the officials are being this lenient with the traveling and the,
yeah.
you know, this is a varsity game.
Yeah, it is. It is. And there
traveling,
we've seen a lot of it on that
dribbles,
end of the floor.
Carrying.
This is Babers across midcourt, right wing, gives to Alex Egyptiaco for three. Good. First basket of the night for Alex.
First shot attempt.
Yeah, that is. 27-15, Streaks' biggest lead, 5:05 to play first half. Schmidt with it, gives way to Prate on the dribble out high left side. Prate now between the circles, goes right wing, now to the baseline, and lost it, looked like he traveled again. Gives it off to Baltz. Baltz right wing, scooped it in the corner to Vandeheede. Now it's a pass knocked away, and it's going to go off
oh,
of.
Gosh.
Oh, he ran into the stage. That was that Prate?
Prate ran into the stage. Schmidt ran into a cheerleader, and they both almost hit heads.
Either way, it was another turnover by the Pioneers. That is 10 for the game with 4:45 to play in the first half, and they will pick up with some full-court pressure. Alex Egyptiaco to inbound, and it comes to Jeremiah Babers. A near turnover, dangerous pass there as Dorsey snuck up from behind and knocked it out, so they'll do it again. Take a little more care with the basketball.
Yeah, Dorsey was sitting on that and kind of goaded Alex into that pass.
So it's a man-to-man press. Now Babers, Cohen Derry down the right side. Pass to Cohen up in the two-hand dunk. That's his third dunk of the game. He's got 8 points, 29-15 Streaks. Nice job breaking the press. And if you run it right, you're going to get that many, many times tonight. Dorsey in the right corner. Three-pointer up and good. And that time it's Ethan Gorlett.
Yeah, Gorlett with a three. He's the first one other than Brinkman to hit from downtown.
Their third of the game, 29-18 Streaks, 4:15 to play here in the first half. Alex Egyptiaco kicks out to Easton Steck for three, right wing. No good. Cohen Derry, weak side, had his hand on the rebound, but it's taken away by Brendan Johannes. This is Dorsey with it now for the Pioneers. Dorsey, was that a shot?
Yeah, I think so.
Three-point attempt. Rebound, Cohen Derry. Long down court pass to Babers. Easton Steck, right side, lays it up off the glass and in. Easton with eight now. Another assist for Jeremiah Babers. 31-18 Streaks, 3:43 to play here in first half. Another steal by the Streaks. Cohen Derry with it this time. Gets to Easton Steck, and he'll lay it up and in. They work so well together. Streaks moving the ball really well, finding the open man. 10 for Easton Steck. Now the inbound gets knocked away, and five new Pioneers
just thrown out of bounds.
Okay.
They tried to throw it over the top and sailed out of bounds, and I think we're going to get another mass timeout here.
3:30 to play first half. It's Galesburg 33, Alamut 18. We'll take a timeout. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on 93.7 FM at 1400 AM, WGIL and WGIL.com.
WGIL, proudly connecting you to Galesburg.
Hi, it's Tom Meredith from WGIL. Become an animal expert when you join the Galesburg Public Library's Animal Explorers Club for kids in grades K through 3. Participants receive a free take-home kit with books on the animal of the month and an explorer guide, then meet to share info and enjoy activities on the last Tuesday of each month. Find out how to register on the community events page at WGIL.com.
These community announcements are being brought to you by the staff and local ownership of WGIL. Nobody covers the Silver Streaks like 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. Galesburg Sports.
3:30 to play here in the first half. The Galesburg Silver Streaks leading the Alamut Pioneers 33-18. Tom Meredith there, Gibson from Don Morris Gym in Rock Island, Alamut High School. Filling in for Brad Benowitz and Jeremy Pickle. They'll be back with you Tuesday night. Back up here in Rock Island. They'll be over at the Rock Garden. Streaks with the basketball. It'll be Alex Egyptiaco to inbound from the right baseline. And it comes to Cohen Derry down on the right block. Back out to Alex. Now into Cohen in the paint. Little left-handed baby hook is up short. And the rebound comes down to Prate for the Pioneers. Prate on the dribble, on the run, right side. Goes down to the corner outside the three-point arc. Now pulls it back out. Prate on the dribble. Hands off to Schmidt, top of the key. And he is picked up by Roman Wilson, a 5'11 junior in the game. Now Schmidt pulls up with a 13-footer left side and in.
He's thrown a couple in that I've been impressed by. That one, it didn't look like he was going to get high enough to get it up over the rim, and it just barely snuck over.
He's got 7, 33-20 streaks, under 3 minutes to play. Alex Egyptiaco gives to Easton Steck down the left side, lays it up and in. That was a great look. He just drew the defender, and Easton had a wide-open lane to the basket there.
Well, it's what you try to teach as a coach, too, Tom. That's off his foot. That should be streak basketball.
Yeah, I don't know if he thought it went off Jeremiah's
that
foot
was
or
off
not.
Prate's yeah. foot. That should be streak basketball, but filling the lanes is just, they've done a phenomenal job at the Streaks. When you're coming down on the fast break, you want players to fill the lanes so that you know where they're going to be, and that's what the Streaks have done a great job at. So when the ball handler gets in the lane, draws the double team, they know that somebody, in that case it was Easton Steck, coming through that far side lane, they just lay it off for him, and it's an easy layup.
Alamut with the basketball, five new players in, 2:36 to play in the half, and Baker just lost his footing, and great hustle by the Streaks, and it was Roman Wilson diving after it, but they're going to say he was out of bounds. Yeah. Great hustle there.
He was trying to pick it up. He probably should have just fallen on it, but he tried to pick it up, and when he went to pick it up the last time, he stepped his foot out of bounds as he was touching the basketball.
So Dorsey will inbound in front of the Streaks bench. 2:29 to play first half, 35-20, Streaks with a lead. Well, whatever happens here tonight, it's not been easy for the Streaks, and not going to be. They just played some pretty good basketball. Now a near steal by Easton Steck, but Alamut comes away with it. It was Gorlett.
I think Easton's eyes got a little big there, Tom.
Dorsey with it now and gives way to Brinkman. Brinkman on the dribble, pulls it back out, looking for help, and hands off to Dorsey. Dorsey gives way to Baker, run a little weave out front. Baker picks up at the right elbow. Now top of the key gives to Brinkman. Now it's Dorsey with it between the circles. Good defense on the perimeter by the Streaks. Now the steal by Alex Egyptiaco down the left side. Left-hand layup is good. Great defense by the Galesburg Silver Streaks. That's five for Alex. 37-20 Streaks. Under two to play in the first half.
13 turnovers. Gorlett now.
Turnovers. Now it's Baber steals from Gorlett. Now Wilson with a nice pass to Cohen Derry up off the glass and in and one. Great job by Cohen Derry. Took the contact. It was some hard contact and able to muscle the shot up and in, and he's got a chance at the traditional three-point play.
And again, it was Wilson getting that ball in the middle of the lane, knowing somebody was going to fill the other lane. It happened to be Cohen Derry there. Got down the lane and just gave him the basketball, let him go up and make the tough and one. Let's see if he can finish it now.
Five new players in for the Pioneers, so Cohen Derry at the free throw line. 6'6 senior for the Streaks. 39-20, the Galesburg lead. He can make it a 20-point lead, and does. 40-20 Streaks, 1:41 to play first quarter. In for the Streaks is Jace Keith, a 6'4 sophomore. He replaces Cohen Derry. full court pressure, and they got behind the Streaks. And
it looked like there was some confusion there by that group.
Fortunately, Jace Keith got back quickly and cut him off. Didn't give him an easy two. Now Prate has it on the right wing. Prate fakes, penetrates, pushes off of Easenstuck again. Now kicks it out left baseline. This is Schmidt. Bounces in the paint for Prate. Traveled again or 3 seconds. Neither one of them missed the shot, though, and that's going to be going over the back of
No, I think they're
going to
give Vanderheide the rebound, yeah.
Really?
Yeah, they're going to say Vanderheide because he grabbed the rebound and then the Streak player jumped up backwards.
Okay. I thought he had gone over his back. I thought
what
he
it looked like.
For the push. But the foul, who they call, Jeremiah Babers, his first. Just a second team foul on the Streaks. 1:19 to play in the half. 40-20 is the Galesburg lead. Backcourt pass, or actually pass goes all the way into the backcourt.
Ooh,
travel. That's a travel. He slid across the floor and then drug his foot after that. Now the ball knocked away by Easton Steck. And another near steal. And might get a 10 call.
Yeah,
he's not counting very quickly, though. Now Schmidt spins in the paint. Shot blocked by Drea Gypsiaco. He's going to be called for the foul, though. Got him a little bit with the body, but the way they're bodying up, handling the ball, I don't know.
Yeah,
he wouldn't have made that shot anyway.
I just think you probably let that one go with how much you're letting go on the exterior, but okay.
So Schmidt goes to the free throw line with two shots. He's 1 for 2 tonight, and the first one is good. He's got 8 points for Alleman. That makes it a 40-21 Streaks lead. 65 seconds to play here in the first half. Galesburg Silver Streaks with a lead. Western Big Six action here tonight. Alleman still looking for their first win on the season. Have had their struggles. Very young team for first-year coach Larry Aranzio. Second shot up and good. And Schmidt will be replaced by DJ Baker.
Streak lead down to 18 now with 1:05 left to go in the first half.
So it'll be Roman Wilson. Gives it in to Easton Steck, and he'll trigger the offense across midcourt right of the center circle. Now back to left, gets a double screen. Gets back to Roman Wilson. 3, top of the key, in and out, no good. Rebound, Carl Dortch up off the glass, left side and in. Nice good position by Carl.
Well, and good job by Carl that time. He got that rebound, kept it high, and went right back up with it.
Back to a 20-point lead, 42-22. Now a 3 from the right corner is no good by Gorlett. Easton Steck with a rebound. 35 seconds to play. Easton on the dribble got knocked away, and now they're going to call a travel, really. He got tripped up going. He had lost a handle on it. Somebody knocked it away and going after it. Even Coach Thompson and Easton, they're looking at each other kind of laughing.
Is that the first turnover you have on the Streaks?
Yes.
Yeah, okay. I was like, I'm pretty sure that's the first one.
And, it was a travel, but no worse than what we've seen so far, though. That right there, Dorsey did it again. Gets in the corner, Gorlett. Back to Dorsey out high right side between the circles. This is Brinkman.
I can't tell if the floor's slippery.
It looks like it is, just their shoes. But I've seen some of the Streaks slipped around a little bit as well. Shot missed by Brinkman, and Carl Dortch with a rebound. Drea Gypsiaco, right corner, and double dribble. I missed that. It was called on Jace Keith. He caught it. I think that was one of those that we've seen a lot in the girls' games where he caught it, lost a handle, and bounced, and then picked it up and dribbled again, which is a double dribble, but they never call it in the girls' games that we see. Full court pressure, 5 seconds to play. Baker right side, pulls up with a 10-footer, short with a half second to play, and the buzzer sounds. It is halftime, and the Galesburg Silver Streaks in control, up by 20 at the half. It is Galesburg 42, Alleman 22. We'll come back with our halftime report. Talk about this one. Talk about some stats. Get a chance. We'll chat with Streaks assistant coach Mark Harden about how the first half went as well. Streaks lead at 42-22. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on 93.7 FM at 1400 AM WGIL and WGIL.com.
Silver Streaks boys basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by the UPS Store on the corner of Main and Seminary in beautiful downtown Galesburg. And by Bradley Hicks, Century 21 affiliated. Morning, noon, nights, or weekends, Bradley Hicks will help you find your dream home.
When you're talking about any kind of building project, you can't just walk outside and start digging. But you can call Courtright Construction right now and get on top of their list. Site prep is one of their specialties. Trust the pros at Courtright Construction of Oneida, the right choice for your next project.
If it's time to sell your SUV or minivan, Yem wants to buy it. This is Sarah Yem. As this area's exclusive Kelley Blue Book Buying Center, it's never never been easier to get cash for your car or credit for your trade. Go to YemAuto.com to get your Kelley Blue Book instant cash offer. Then come into Yem and get paid. Right now, we're looking for good used vans and SUVs. So if you're thinking of selling your minivan or third row SUV, visit YemAuto.com to get your offer today.
WGIL, keeping you connected to Galesburg.
Hi, it's Brett Wright from WGIL with this reminder. If you or your family are in need, St. Vincent de Paul weekly food distribution happens every Wednesday from 1 p.m. to 2 p.m. in the Corpus Christi Church basement on South Prairie Street in Galesburg. Curbside service is provided, and while you don't need to call ahead, it will speed up the process. Learn more on the area events page at WGIL.com.
This public service message is proudly presented by the local staff and management and ownership at WGIL.
More than one in three people will face cancer in their lifetime. Unfortunately, fear can stop you from getting cancer screening, but it won't stop cancer. Early detection can save your life. Don't wait for symptoms to appear to act. Cancer screening is safe, effective, and accessible for everyone, including free or low-cost screening programs. Go to cancerscreenquiz.com now and take the American Cancer Society's 2-minute cancer screening quiz to find out what screening tests are right for you. Don't wait. Take the quiz, get screened. Go to cancerscreenquiz.com now. Cancerscreenquiz.com.
WGIL's coverage of Galesburg High School boys basketball continues with the Silver Streaks halftime report on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
Halftime here at Don Morris Gym, Alleman High School, Rock Island, Illinois. The Galesburg Silver Streaks leading the Alleman Pioneers 42-22. Streaks outscored the Pioneers 20-11 in the first quarter and 22-11 in the second quarter. So good first half by the Streaks. And, you know, the thing is, you come in, and again, you know, we talked about it with Chad Townsend in the pregame. You can't come in just kind of thinking you're going to just walk all over this team, because they're going to play hard, and they have. And, that, you know, that's kind of a hallmark, whether it's boys or girls, and no matter what the sport with Alleman, they always come out and play hard. And they are, and they've honestly played a pretty decent game here tonight.
Yeah, no, they're playing real hard, and they're hustling all over the floor. Coach Oranzio can't be dismayed by that. They just, at this stage in this program, I just don't know that they have the talent level nor the athleticism to keep up with the Streaks in a game like this. And I understand you try to, he's trying to switch things up and make the game a little bit more fun for his kids. But this squad for Alleman kind of reminds me of the Alleman squads we've seen on the girls' side in the last few years that actually benefited more when they slowed it down and packed it in on a 2-3 than you know, trying to run with a squad. Even when the Streaks were running the system, they tried to slow the Streaks down.
Well, and then also here tonight, running a man-to-man, and you just don't have the manpower, the athleticism to do that. And it's shown, and, you know, the Streaks have taken advantage, especially down in the post between Cohen Derry and Easton Steck especially, but even also with Carl Dortch coming off the bench. Streaks lead here at halftime, 42-22. By the way, talking with Coach Oranzio off the air about his journey here. He's from South Philly originally. And spent some time, quite a few years out in Arizona, in Yuma. And then how he got here, his wife is from the DeWitt, Iowa area, so that's why they came back here. And he was out of coaching for a couple of years and then came back and took this program over. So I asked him, so let's talk cheesesteaks. You're a Philly guy. I said, Pat's or Geno's? He said, those are not ones we went to. He said,
yeah,
those are the ones that the tourists go to. and I said, so what do you recommend? He said, Phil and Jim Steaks and Hoagies. He said, that's the place. He said, I actually grew up playing baseball with those guys that started. He said, that's the go-to, the South Philly people, that's where they go to. So remember that one. Phil and Jim's Cheese Steaks and Hoagies. Yep. All right. We're at halftime. Streaks lead at 42-22. Somehow food always comes into the conversation with
no
me.
No way.
I know. It's hard to believe. All right.
Speaking of which, where are we going for dinner?
Exactly. I've been thinking about that already. Our plans got screwed up for Monday already when we go to Sterling. Our restaurant's closed, so we can't go there. No Candlelight Inn. They're closed on Monday, so we got to figure something else out. All right. We'll find something good tonight, though. All right. Halftime. Streaks lead at 42-22. We'll come back and run down some halftime stats. Also get a chance to chat with Streaks assistant coach Mark Harden. Streaks lead of 42-22. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL and WGIL.com.
Silver Streaks boys basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Arby's on North Henderson Street in Galesburg. They'll hang the big hat up on the side so you can see it. And by Go Van Gogh's, the t-shirt factory at 237 East Tompkins Street in downtown Galesburg.
Looking for the best sports and gambling information? Check out Statelines. Hosted weekly by Jason Gotch and Kevin Berger, Statelines takes a look at football betting, including the best angles on the NFL, sides and totals, futures, prop bets, and more. Jason and Kevin also go in-depth on the Chicago Bears, giving you the latest news and betting insight for the Monsters of the Midway, as well as the rest of the league. And on each episode, the guys will give you their three best NFL bets for the coming week's slate of games. There will be betting talk for other sports, too. What's hot in the sports world? We've got you covered. Jason and Kevin give you a fun and informed look at sports and gambling. Want the winners? Check out Statelines, available wherever you get your podcasts. That's Statelines, Illinois' number one pro football gambling program. Available now on your favorite podcast platform and on the web at statelines.show.
You just crashed your car, had an accident, and you don't know what to do. Who do you call? Who can you trust to make your car look like new? Where there's only one name you need to know, there's only one place to go.
Dave's Auto Body.
You better call Dave's.
Start your day with the WGIL Morning Brief.
Read local news headlines on your desktop or mobile device. It's free.
Subscribe now at WGIL.com.
Halftime here at Don Morris Gym. Streaks lead the Island Pioneers 42-22. Eric Gibson with assistant coach Mark Harden.
Coach Harden, coach, you guys are up by 20 at half. I know it's sometimes it can be tough to keep the kids grounded and keep their heads in the game. You guys obviously have a game plan you still want to effectuate. What kind of things do you want to focus on here in the second half?
Just focus on us being us and, you know, keep playing hard. Play a little bit better defensively. We felt like we gave up a little bit more points than what we wanted to in the first half. Just work a little bit harder on defense. But we're sharing the ball great. We're making the extra pass and getting out on fast breaks and having fun.
Well, we knew before the game coming in that Allman was going to try to run with you guys, and obviously that hasn't worked to their favor just yet. But I've been real impressed with the way the kids have been filling the lanes on the fast break. It's been real impressive because your guards are coming down, they're setting up, and right when the forward comes through, it's wide open. So is that something you guys have worked on a lot with this group?
Yeah, definitely. We definitely work on getting up and down the court, and it, you know, it shows tonight, but that's exactly what we want to do every night. But, yeah, they're filling the lanes, and they're looking good.
All right. Thanks, Coach. We appreciate it. Good luck in the second half.
Thank you.
Back to you, Tom.
That is assistant coach Mark Harden here at halftime. Streaks lead at 42-22. Let's start with some of our halftime statistics. Scoring-wise, Streaks with some nice balance. A couple of players in double figures. Easton Steck leading the way with 12 points. He had three baskets in each quarter. 11 points for Cohen Derry. Three baskets in the first quarter, two in the second, and a free throw as well. 6 points for Carl Dortz. A couple of baskets, 2 for 2 from the line. 5 points for Alex Egyptiaco, a 3 and a 2. Drea Egyptiaco with 4 on a couple of baskets. 4 points for Nolan Carl on a couple of baskets. He struggled from the line, just 0-3. Streaks 3 of 6 from the free throw line, just the 3-pointer in the first half. For the Pioneers, they were led by Ryan Schmidt with 9 points on 3 baskets, 3 for 4 from the free throw line. Noah Brinkman with 8 points, a couple of threes, a 2 as well. 3 points for Ethan Gorlett on a 3, 2 points for Lincoln Dorsey on a basket. The 3 3-pointers, 3 for 4 from the free throw line. The big story, though, turnovers between the two teams. Streaks doing a great job of holding on to the basketball.
Yeah, two turnovers in that first half, and I think I jinxed them, Tom, because I brought up the fact that they hadn't turned the ball over. They get the one, and then right away on the next possession, they turn it over the second time. But 14 turnovers for Allman. Pioneers actually are out rebounding the Streaks 13-12, but the Streaks have a narrow 6-5 advantage on the offensive boards. Allman shooting the ball 8 of 19 from the field. Coach Oranzio told us before the game that he wanted to get some more shot attempts from his squad, but they're still trailing the Streaks. Streaks have put 30 shots up. They're 19 of 30, 1 of 3 from distance. The 3 ball has not been needed as the Streaks are 18 of 27 from inside the arc.
42-22 Streaks lead. Alamo with the basketball to start the second half. This is Schmidt with it, brings it across, met by Jeremiah Babers. Dribbles left, gives way to Prate. Prate dribbles right, working against Easton Steck. Hands off on the right wing to Matt Baltz. Baltz against Dre Egyptiaco now on the right elbow. Schmidt down the right side of the lane, and travel with it, throws up a wild shot. No good. Jeremiah Babers with the rebound. Alex Egyptiaco on the run, lays it up with the right hand and in.
Can't imagine we're going to see the starters too long into this half, wow. Tom.
That's five for Alex, 44-22 streaks. Right corner, it goes to Daniel Vandeheede. Now this is Baltz with it on the right wing, out high right side. This to Schmidt, working against Jeremiah Babers. Pulls up on the wing, now hesitates, goes baseline, kicks it over to the left side. And stepped on the end line as he tried to get the pass across to Vandeheede. First turnover of the second half, 15 for the game, and five new Pioneers will check in.
Well, and a little thing that kind of sometimes goes unnoticed when you're playing defense, coaches always tell you, get your foot as close or on the end line as possible. So if that ball handler tries to go around you, they have to go out of bounds, and that's exactly what the streak defender did there, and Schmidt stepped on that end line.
Jeremiah Babers pulls up, little seven-footer off the glass from the right side, up and in.
And he kind of deked out the Allman defense. He pretended like he was going to pass the ball, so they laid off him, and he got that little bank shot. Nice shot by Jeremiah Babers.
First basket in the ball game for Jeremiah, 46-22 streaks. Left side, nice defense by Alex Egypciaco. Now Gorlett has it on the right side near the baseline, kicks out to Baker, back to Gorlett outside the three-point arc. Dribbles back out high, runs into Baker, now gives back to him on the right wing. Between the two of them, I don't think they weigh one of my legs.
Right, I was just going to say, they don't make up one of us.
No, that's
maybe even half of us.
This is Dorsey down the right side. He's another story. Yeah, he's a nice.
Yeah, he's a stout.
He looks like a football player. Yeah,
I was going to say, he looks like he's a running back or a fullback of some sort.
Jeremiah Babers blocked his shot going up, ripped it away as he was going up the right side. And five new players in. But, yeah, he told me, I know he was, Coach Aranzio said he was one of the football players. And I think maybe Cudworth was one of the others. Inbounds comes to Vandeheede. He'll fire the three out high right side. Wow. Good. Wow. My goodness.
It's his first shot attempt of the game.
Nice looking stroke there. That is their fourth three of the game. It's 46-25 streaks. Quickly down the other way, Cohen Derry on the left wing. At the free throw line, it goes to Geno Williams into the ball game. Now Ian Dominique pulls up with a three, top of the key. Off the front iron, no good. Cohen Derry pulls a rebound away. Goes up and under, a little five-footer up and in.
And now, what we got now?
I'm not sure what happened.
I don't know either.
I don't know. I'm not sure what the official's indication was. He was tapping the top of his head,
And
he pointed at Cohen. I'm not sure.
Yeah, but I thought maybe his shoe was untied or something.
I don't know.
That's means he wants something to happen. That's a
there
travel.
Was travel. He took an extra step as there was Prate as he was posted up and took a step to get away from the defender after he picked the ball up. 48-25 streaks. Prate on the dribble out near the center circle. Hands off to Schmidt. Schmidt guarded by Geno Williams. Now picks up on the left side looking for help. Good defense by the streaks. And a steal by Cohen Derry. Down court it goes to Geno Williams. Right hand layup up and in. First basket for Geno Williams. And it's 50-25 streaks. They've doubled them up with 5:13 to play here in the third quarter. Prate, right wing, working against Easton Steck. Puts it on the floor. Hands off top of the key to Baltz. Baltz goes right wing. And now nearly threw it out of bounds, but coming up with it is Schmidt, left side on the dribble. Puts his head down and goes. He gets into the paint. And now a nice bounce pass and a shot blocked by Cohen Derry, though. Who was that on the attempt? Was that Vandeheede? Now it's Carl Dortch tried to get the dunk again and came up a little bit short off the front iron. And a foul is going to be called on Vandeheede. I think it's Vandeheede. Nope, they're going to call Prate. I thought it was Vandeheede that was down there. So Jackson Prate with a foul. And going to the free throw line will be Carl Dortch. Well, that explains why he came up a little bit short. I didn't see Prate in front of him there. Six on the night for Carl, and he's at the free throw line. Hit two free throws in the first quarter.
Nice form on that one.
51-25 streaks in for Galesburg.
Tom, I cannot stand these numbers on Allman jerseys.
Mervai Belay in for the first time tonight for the streaks. Also checking in, Carter Clary, 6'4 junior. Mervai, a 6-foot senior. Carl Dortch at the free throw line. Yeah, it's just hard. It's just the green outline of white numbers on white jerseys. Second shot, no good. Belay with a rebound.
Nice shot by Belay.
Left wing, three-pointer up. Geno Williams missed it. And Ian Dominique tried to save it in bounds. Couldn't quite get to it. It'll go back the other way to Alleman. 4:41 to play here in the third quarter. Streaks with a 51-25 lead. On the dribble, this is Dorsey across midcourt. Met by Belay. Gives to Baker. Now top of the key, this is What was that number? I didn't know who had it, but that boy, Brinkman just threw a shoulder into
Dominique with the steal.
Yeah, into Geno Williams, and he and Dominique comes up with a left wing. Three from Belay is an air ball, and the rebound's going to go off of, I believe that was Brendan Johannes, yep, and the Streaks are going to get back on the right baseline with 4:16 to play in the third.
Yeah, it's a little long on that attempt.
So Mervais Belay will inbound from the right baseline, and it comes to Ian Dominique for three, right wing, in and out, no good. Rebound Belay, kicks back out to Ian. Another three attempt from the top of the key. Made that one. There you go. Third time's a charm. Ian Dominique with his first basket, 54-25 Streaks.
Belay with the assist.
Dorsey with it near the center circle, working against Mervais Belay. Down the right side lane, scoops it up, no good. Rebound comes down to Carter Cleary for the Streaks. Mervais Belay across midcourt, right side. Double team now gets it to Cleary. Left side it goes to Carl Dortch, 15-footer up and good. Didn't get a lot of jump on that one, more of a set shot, but it was effective.
He's got Sam Perkins look there.
Yeah, he's got nine, 56-25 Streaks, 3.5 minutes to play third quarter. Dorsey for the Pioneers. Left wing goes to Brinkman. He fires another three short on that one. Rebound Ian Dominique. Ian on the run across midcourt in the center circle. He's going to pull it out and set it up on the left wing. Now gets top of the key to Geno Williams. Thought about the three. Now gives back to Ian Dominique. He'll fire the three from the left side. That's no good. Rebound comes down to Dorsey for Alleman on the weak side. 3:05 to play in the third. 56-25 Streaks. Dorsey down the left side.
Yeah, they're going to call Belay for the bump, but my gosh, if we've been calling that should have been called a lot through this game.
And I think the only reason he called it is because Dorsey lost his balance. He got tripped up somehow. I don't think Burvey was the cause of that, but it just they looked at it that way, and that's going to be an official's timeout now with 3:02 to play here in the third quarter. It's Galesburg 56, Alleman 25. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL and WGIL.com.
You just crashed your car, had an accident, and you don't know what to do.
Dave's Auto Body.
You better call Dave's.
Standing at the end of the driveway, surveying the cracks, you imagine how much nicer your house would look with a new concrete driveway. For any and all jobs involving concrete, consult the experts at Courtright Construction of Oneida. The right choice for your next concrete project.
News, talk, sports on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
Porter Streets lead 56-25. Tom Erdith, Eric Gibson, always great hospitality here at Alleman. Got a chance to chat a little bit with Mike Tracy, who is back as athletic director. He told me he's retired six times. Of course, he and Evan Massey went to high school together at Savannah, and I told him we'd do the girls' games, and he remembered that. He said, I feel bad for you having to deal with Evan, just so you know. So the Streaks, nice defensive play. Shot blocked by Prate, shot blocked. Now down the right side, Belay up off the glass, no good. Brinkman with a rebound, Van Heedy with a rebound for Alleman. Now Prate with it, gives to Van Heedy down the right side. Turnaround jumper, no good. Rebound comes down to Cleary. Carter Cleary for the Streaks, and we got a foul on the rebound. It's going to go. Who are we going to call?
Crudworth?
I'm not sure. It looked like he indicated four. No. Well, on the board, yeah, it was. It was against Daniel Vandeheede.
Okay.
I wasn't sure. I thought Crudworth was the only one there. This is Belay across midcourt, right side for the Streaks. 2.5 minutes to play third quarter. Top of the key now it goes to Nolan Carl back in for Galesburg. Belay with it now out between the circles. He'll reset against the Alleman man-to-man. Nolan Carl to free throw line, and kind of a give and go to Mervais Belay, but overthrew him a little bit.
Yeah, I don't think they were on the same page there.
Now, and checking back in for the Streaks will be Jace Keith, and he will give Mervais Belay a break. With 2:19 to play here in the third, 56-25 is the Streaks lead. On the dribble, this is Schmidt back in. Left wing, it goes to Vandeheede. Now Schmidt out high left side in front of the Alleman bench. Good defense again by the Streaks. Drive baseline cut off by Keith. Gives back out to Prate. Prate top of the key now. Under 2 minutes play and throws up a wild three-pointer. No good. Rebound run down by Roman Wilson for the Streaks. Now down court it goes to Jace Keith across midcourt right side with 1:47 to play in the third. Jace on the dribble to the free throw line. Roman Wilson, top of the key, down the right side. Double clutches, can't hit, gets his own rebound. Kicks it to Carter Cleary in the paint, lays it up and in. First basket for Carter Cleary. Nice job by Roman Wilson staying with it and getting the assist. Now Schmitz got bumped a little bit on the shot. No call, missed it, but the rebound comes back. And this is Baltz that couldn't hit the shot. And the Streets come away with it. Nolan Carl across midcourt left side, down the left side lane. Kicks out to Jace Keith. Goes to the free throw line. Ian Dominick, top of the key, stopped to the left elbow. 15-footer in and out, no good. And Cudworth with a rebound. That one was in, and I don't know how it popped back out. Went way down in. 1:04 to play in the quarter. Streaks lead 58-25.
Tight rims, Tom. Tight rims.
Gotta be it. This is Baltz with it. Now Prate has it between the circles. In the left quarter goes to Schmidt. Tried to get it to him. He tried to catch it off the dribble and lost a handle on it. So another Alleman turnover. And five new Pioneers will come in with 54.1 to play.
18 turnovers now for the Pioneers.
So 54.1 to play in the quarter. Streaks with the basketball leading 58-25. Well, it'll be kind of a quick fourth quarter, which is okay. I don't have a problem with that. Left wing, Ian Dominique for the Streaks. Brings it back out, top of the key, stops, fires a three. Good. Defense backed off, so he stopped and fired. That's his second of the ball games here in the third quarter even. 61-25, 30 seconds to play. Now a long three from Dorsey. That's
the answer.
My goodness. He was way out there on the left side. Lincoln Dorsey with the three. He's got five in the game, and it's 61-28. 20-second play. Roman Wilson down the right side gets knocked away. Streaks will get it back on the right baseline with 18.5 to play.
Well, the Streaks definitely aren't going to stop attacking, and that's clear. They just keep coming and pushing the tempo every time they get the basketball.
So Rocky was up on Quincy at halftime, 34-28. Inbounds.
Nice
pass to Jace Keith. And was that Nolan Carl on the pass?
Yep.
Yeah, and Jace Keith lays it up and in off the right side. That's his first basket, 63-28. 8 seconds to play. Dorsey gets to Brinkman out high right side with five. Drives, puts it up, a little run on the baseline. Good.
And one.
Yeah, Nolan Carl got called for the foul. I thought that if there was contact, I thought that was well before the shot when he was trying to take that step.
Right.
But nonetheless, shot went up and in for Brinkman. He's got 10 now and a chance at the traditional three-point plays at two three-pointers in the game. 3.1 to play in the quarter. Streaks with a 63-30 lead. First shot for Brinkman is up. Missed it. Rebound comes down to Nolan Carl for the Streaks. And he'll fire a three-quarter court shot. Oh, in and out. No good. Tight rims again. That was a great-looking shot. Just didn't quite fall for Nolan Carl. But we played three quarters of basketball. Streaks in control. We'll have a continuous clock. In the fourth quarter, it's Galesburg 63, Alleman 30. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL and WGIL.com.
Oh, good. It's my favorite time of year.
Pumpkin spice latte season.
No, it's get dark early season. Or I can't go anywhere because I can't see at night season.
Here's an idea. Why don't you get that checked out at Kehoe?
Feel like you can't see when you drive at night? The experts at Kehoe Eye Care use state-of-the-art technology to determine the cause of your night blindness. Get the help you deserve with an appointment at Kehoe Eye Care in Galesburg or Monmouth.
At Kehoe Eye Care, we care for people, not just eyes.
Galesburg High School Boys Basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Tom Irons at Accounting Systems on South Simmons Street in downtown Galesburg and by Templeton Roofing. Call Templeton Roofing when your roof matters. Learn more at templetonroofing.com.
Thinking of selling your house on your own? It can be done, especially when you post pictures online and drive people there with radio commercials. For just $150, your home will be advertised on the radio for up to a year. Learn more at galesburg.info, keyword FISBO.
Tune in for Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins. Weekdays at 2 on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
I'll start the fourth quarter. Unfortunately, turn it over.
Carter Cleary threw with a little steam there to Nolan, but Nolan not able to wrangle it in and goes off his hands out of bounds.
Prate just traveled with it again. No call. I haven't got called yet.
Assume we're not going to get that call.
No. Continuous clock here in the fourth quarter. Tom Erdith, Eric Gibson, glad to have you along. The Galesburg Silver Streaks leading 63-30 over the Allen Pioneers here at Don Morris Gym. Nice pass from Schmidt down onto the right side, heading to the basket was Vandeheed. He could have been a 3 second on Schmidt before that, but he got fouled.
Could have been a 3 second. Could have called him for the travel for dragging his foot.
They call Carter. Yeah,
Carter Cleary with the foul there.
So going to the free throw line is Daniel Vandeheed with two shots. Thanks again to Galesburg Nissan, 2080 North Henderson Street in Galesburg. They provide our transportation to all Streaks Road games as Vandeheed hits the first. Really nice vehicle we're driving tonight. And it's a 2019 Nissan Murano, pre-owned and all-wheel drive. It's the Murano SV. Really, really nice vehicle, white in color. You know, if you're looking for something, they can help you out. I know you drive by sometimes, doesn't look like there's a whole lot of cars on the lot. Well, there's a reason for that. They come in, they're selling them. So you just got to stop by and talk to them. And especially if you're looking for a new Nissan, yes, they can get them for you. As he hits the second free throw, make it 63-32. But they can help you out. Stop by and talk to them, and they will find you what you need, and they'll get it for you. Now, Belay in the paint, pulls up a little five-footer. Missed it, got his own rebound. Yeah. Short with that shot. And Brinkman with a rebound for Alleman. Galesburg Nissan, 2080 North Henderson Street in Galesburg, home of the lifetime warranty.
Belay just a little too soft on both of those.
Dorsey, a long
three. Another long
corner.
Three.
Missed that one. He was on the Don Morris signature this time on the S. Now he runs into Jace Keith, no call. Jace gets it off to Belay, left side, drives in, and oh my goodness, Dorsey went up, and didn't mean to undercut him, but he lit it up. He was just going that way, and Belay landed on his head.
I did not think they were going to call the foul.
I didn't either.
Because he didn't blow the whistle right away. Dorsey flipped over the top of Belay, and the official kind of let Belay then leave the lane, and I'm
so Belay, five and out, but he jumped right back up. I mean, literally, he landed on top of his head and just jumped right back up. Told you he's a football player.
Yeah.
And now.
Oh, now we're going to get an illegal screen. Who's this coming on? Cleary? Yep.
Yeah, Carter Cleary with the call and a streak turnover. Clock counting, 5:09 to play, 63-32 streaks. This is Baltz with it, near steal by Jace Keith. I've noticed the streaks, they're sliding too. There's something on this floor that's made it slick.
Well, I don't think, it looks like it's just not clean. It looks dusty.
Now we've got a touch foul.
We're going to call him Belay for putting a hand check out.
So, Merve Belay with his second foul.
The only plus, Tom, is that we already have the running clock. So.
Yep, and well, no free throws, as that's the 15th foul now on the streaks. This is Baltz with it. Right baseline to Schmidt. Working against Geno Williams. Now brings it back out high, top of the key. Dribbles left. Bounces down the left baseline. It's going to go back to Alleman. Went off the foot of Jace Keith last. And five new Pioneers in. Roman Wilson coming back in for the streaks.
You know, we've obviously had a firsthand look at how the system works in some respects. The 5-5 out. This might be the quickest 5-5 out I've been.
Yeah.
It's almost every dead ball almost.
And it's not quite the same kind of defense we saw with Massey. Dorsey.
Yeah, they're not all over the floor.
Carter Cleary with a rebound. Geno Williams brings it across left side. Left corner goes to Roman Williams for three. Good. I said Roman Williams. Roman Wilson for three. And make it 66-32 down the left side. Oh, now a steal by Roman Wilson. Oh, going to be called for stepping out of bounds. Tried to walk the tightrope there, and he was trying to reel the ball at the same time. It was a pretty acrobatic move. Just couldn't quite do it. But nice defense by Roman Wilson. Now a timeout. Is this
we going to do
officials?
A match?
I'm not sure. I didn't see an indication. But they're sitting down, so it's a 60. All right, well, we'll keep it here. 66-32, the streaks lead. Again, thanks to Galesburg Nissan, 2080 North Henderson Street in Galesburg, for providing our transportation. We'll be in this vehicle tomorrow as well. We'll talk more about it again tomorrow as we've got a girls' game, we hope, in Peoria at Emanuel High School. We're trying to kind of explain what's going on. So Brad Benowitz and I both, we email all the athletic directors of each school we're going to play on the road to let them know we're going to be there, or basically asking permission to broadcast the games. A lot of them, all of them in the Western Big Six Conference, they will get back with us and say yes. I mean, we heard back from Matt Toons. Oh, yeah, great. We're glad to have you back, and that's the case. Well, it's been about 3 weeks ago, emailed the Alleman Athletic Director. I have not heard back from him. I tried to call yesterday. I tried to call yesterday, and it went eventually to voicemail, and then his voicemail box was full. Now, Brad Benowitz had an email conversation with him, and he's not sure, and this is for their upcoming game, 3 no good by Prate, and with a rebound, it is Jace Keith for the streaks. Well, in Brad's conversations with him, he's not clear as to whether he's going to let anybody be there or not. All he basically said that, as we already knew, as Carter Cleary gets fouled, posted up, I think it's going to be against Prate, either Prate or Cudworth.
Well,
let's see which one they indicate.
They also instituted a rule in Peoria School District that at sporting events you can only have two fans per player. Right.
And that's what he indicated to Brad, but he didn't, and he said, well, we'll be broadcasting the games, meaning they're, I don't know if NFHS or whatever, but no indication. So we're going to go tomorrow. We're going to show up at the school, and all I'm going to do, I was like, hey, here's the email I sent you. You never responded, so it wasn't a yes, but it wasn't a no. And we broadcast from there before, and it's been typical that we don't always hear back from athletic directors. They kind of know we're coming. So we'll see what happens when we get there tomorrow, as Carter Cleary can't hit the free throws, but the Streaks get it back on the Alamo turnover. Down court, Jace Keith down the right side lays it up and in.
Who hit the pass on that? Wilson?
Dominique? I think it was Ian. So with a basket, Jace Keith, he's got 4, 68-32 Streaks, 2:15 to play. Now a steal by Geno Williams. Geno on the run, down the right side, lays it up, got pushed from behind, made the shot, no call. But Geno puts it up and in. He's got 4, 70-32 Streaks, just over 2 minutes to play. Prate down the right side.
Pushing off the guys.
Nice defense by Jace Keith being pushed backwards. Now Schmidt fires the 3 left side, missed it. Jace Keith with a rebound for the Streaks. Flips to Ian Dominique. Down court it goes to Geno in the paint, can't hit the shots. And Carter Cleary with a rebound put back. He's got 4. Well, 72-32 Streaks.
I'll tell you what, there's Prate's lucky he didn't get a technical there because he flopped in front of Geno trying to take a charge, and Geno never touched him, and that's supposed to be a technical.
Now, with a 3 up and no good, that was Balt and Geno Williams with a loose ball. Now Ian Dominique will bring it across with 1:25 to play for the Streaks. He'll fire the 3 from the left side. Short, was right on target, but short. Now this is Schmidt with it on the run. 1-on-4, he'll pull it back out.
Teams really want to get up and down here for the last couple
yeah,
minutes.
Yeah, absolutely. Jeez. Now a steal by Jace Keith. Jace, 1-on-1 against Cudworth. Down the right side, leans it up. Can't hit it, but he gets fouled by Cudworth. So Jace Keith will go to the free throw line with a minute to play and the clock running. So Jace with 4 points in the game. He's a 6'4 sophomore. He'll step to the free throw line with 50 seconds to play. They're finally getting him lined up. 72-32 is the Streaks' lead. They outscored Alamond 21-8 in that third quarter. Jace Keith, first shot is up, and it is good. That's a very boisterous Alamond student section. There's not that many of them up there on the stage, but they're loud.
Yeah, they take advantage of the acoustics in this building,
absolutely.
That's for sure.
It's interesting. Father Mirabelli, that was the principal here for years, they call themselves Mirabelli's Mob. First free throw good by Jace Keith. Second one is up and rolls off, no good. Carter Cleary keeps the rebound alive. Gets it inbounds to Roman Wilson. He's got it on the left baseline with 30 to play. Carter Cleary. Now it's Jace Keith on high left side, down the right side of the lane, lays it up off the glass short, and the rebound gets knocked away. Jace Keith comes up with it again. Now they're going to call that travel on him, the same thing we've been seeing all night. But again,
right.
The same thing I saw Jace Keith, as he made his cut to go down the lane, his foot slid out from under him. So this floor is just dirty or something. 9 seconds to play, and then shot up and no good. A new player in, Tyler Zeman, and it's going to go back to Alamond, and time's going to run. Oh, they stopped the clock with 1:09 to play. Well, the ball went out into the hallway. So 1:09 to play. Alamond will inbound. Streaks are going to win it here and pick up their 15th win of the season. They're going to try to get Zeman a shot down in the corner. Streaks aren't even going to guard him. Puts it up. A 3-pointer for the corner. No good. And the Galesburg Silver Streaks come away with a victory here tonight. The final score, Galesburg 73, Alamond 32. Streaks now 15-2 on the season, 4-1 in the Western Big Six Conference. Alamond 0-10 overall, or 0-11 overall, and 0-5 in the Western Big Six Conference. Let's see, second half just underway. Sterling leading Geneseo 38-23. Moline was up late in the first half on United Township 26-15. We said Rocky was up, and they went on a 7-0 run to jump up at halftime. 41-28 on Quincy. Now Moline UT is at halftime, 34-21. We'll come back and talk more about this one. Get a chance to chat with Streaks head coach Chad Thompson and run down our post-game stats and name our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game. Streaks win it here tonight, 73-32. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL and WGIL.com.
Live coverage of Galesburg High School boys basketball on WGIL has been brought to you in part by Dave's Auto Body in Galesburg. You better call Dave's. By Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating in Galesburg. You deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill. By Yem Auto Group on North Henderson in Galesburg. Home to Chevrolet, Buick, GMC, Chrysler, Jeep, Dodge, and Ram. Say yes to Yem. By Cordright Construction of Oneida, the right choice for your next project. By Kehoe Eye Care, they care for people, not just eyes. And by Galesburg Nissan on North Henderson Street, home of the lifetime warranty. Proud to bring you Silver Streaks basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. Galesburg Sports.
Earth date present day. Dave's Auto Body repairs an alien shuttlecraft.
Captain Dave, we collided with a Nimzu orbital chariot. Our scanners show your facility surpasses a replicator in vehicular repair.
Dave's crew springs into action, restoring the craft to intergalactic standards. Commander, we repaired your warp drive and bumpers. There's a lifetime warranty.
Oh, Shimza, Captain Dave.
Dave's Auto Body.
How long is that in light years?
You better call Dave.
Is that candy?
Yes, take some.
Oh, thank the Schwablock.
Silver Streaks boys basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by the UPS store on the corner of Main and Seminary in beautiful downtown Galesburg, and by Bradley Hicks, Century 21 affiliated. Morning, noon, nights, or weekends, Bradley Hicks will help you find your dream home.
Want to hand your favorite local charity $100? Nominate them for Hometown Hundreds. Every week, FNM Bank at Galesburg.info draw a winner from the nominees, like First Presbyterian Church, who just got $100. Nominate now at Galesburg.info, keyword hundreds.
The official WGIL forecast is brought to you by Justin Cook State Farm, providing great insurance rates on bundled auto, home, and life policies. Call for the right policy and save money. Clear tonight, temperatures rising overnight. A winter weather advisory in effect from 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. tomorrow. Blustery with chances for freezing rain and drizzle. Could see ice accumulation up to a tenth of an inch. High of 33. More chances for freezing rain tomorrow night with an overnight low of 18. It's 7 at WGIL.
With the final stats, the Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game, and comments from Streaks head coach Chad Thompson, WGIL's coverage of Galesburg High School boys basketball continues with the Silver Streaks postgame show on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
Streaks winning here tonight, 73-32, the final score. Galesburg outscored Alleman 10-2. In that quick fourth quarter, of course, continuous clock, so it goes pretty darn quickly. I think the only stoppage, we had a timeout call, and then with 1.9 seconds left, the ball rolled out into the hallway to our right, and so they stopped the clock for 1.9 so they could get one of their young men an attempt at it, and that was one of their seniors, Tyler Zeman. My guess is he may have been one of them they recruited from the hallway, just a guess.
Yeah.
By the way the shot looked, but anyways, the Alleman fans had fun with it. So the Streaks win it here tonight, 73-32, the final score. Hard-fought win. The Streaks, they had to play hard to come away with the, you know, get into the continuous clock, and you know, Alleman was there to test him from the start.
Yeah, and you know, you've got to be happy, I think, if you're Coach Aranzio, with the effort that your team had tonight, because I felt like, especially in that first half, they were really flying around. They got to a lot of loose balls. They were beating the Streaks with some rebounds. You just, you know, it's tough, because I understand in theory what he was thinking by going to the up-tempo to try to run with the Streaks and give his kids some more fun. But at the same time, you're kind of playing right into their water there. And so you're in there trying to swim with the big fish, if you will. And so all it did was play into the Streaks being able to eventually hit that accelerator and take off.
So the Streaks won at 73-32 here tonight, and it's like you said, it was probably some fun for the kids, to the Alleman kids, to be able to get up and down like that and do something a little bit different. But is it going to be effective for them? Who knows? All right, making his way up to our broadcast position here, Streaks head coach Chad Thompson. Our post-game coaches interview brought to you by Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating, because you deserve to be comfortable in your home but not miserable when you get the bill. Coach, first off, congratulations on the victory here tonight.
Thank you. Yeah, it was great to get back in the gym. Like I said, we haven't played since before the new year, so it was great to get back in and pick up a win on the road. It's always exciting in the Big Six. So we're excited, and we're ready to get back to work on Sunday.
You know, nobody's ever going to make it easy for you in the conference. And this Alleman team, they came out and they played you. They played the entire game. You knew that was going to happen because these squads, I don't care if it's football, basketball, whatever sport it is, these kids always come out and play hard. And they did. And they, you know, they gave you a little run early on. But you guys just, I think you persevered. You fought through it. And your defense was pretty amazing tonight.
Yeah, absolutely. They really came out swinging hard. They definitely changed, just like their coach had told you, you know, they changed up a lot of their play style. They played 2-3 zone the entire year. We didn't see a possession zone from them tonight. I saw a little bit of Grinnell in there with the 5-in, 5-out. They shot it pretty well. Best they've shot from 3 all year as well. Definitely a change of philosophy that you can see. Again, every team has to grow and adapt as you go through your season. And they did a really good job. They got some shooters. I think they got some guys tonight that were able to get some looks because they changed their style of play. But then as you saw from us in the second and third quarters, we really adjusted as well. We got back to some different defensive principles. We changed up some scheme things in that mass timeout in the first quarter. Really, really locked in. Alex came in. Alex's defense in the second quarter was stifling, and Easton and Ian the same way. They both, all three of those guys, we played a pretty solid defense game overall. Those three really got after it. And then Geno Williams really got after it in the third and fourth quarters too.
Did any of the kids mention that the floor was dirty or slick? Because we saw a lot of sliding around. Not only travels that weren't called, but, I mean, even, you know, guys making moves to the basket. And it didn't matter which end. We saw a lot of them sliding around.
Yeah, they said it was a little slippery. Nothing that we couldn't handle. At the same time, though, but you got to adjust to where you're at. I mean, we had a lot of guys that went off one foot. We had a lot of jumping going on, things that we're not accustomed to, just things we'll clean up at practice on Sunday. We got a jump stop in the lane, go out strong, power through. I thought Carl Dorst did a really good job of that.
Yes.
Well, people that didn't fall, he's usually one you think might, but no, he played a really solid game. But, yeah, a little slippery, but nothing too bad.
You know, you guys early on kind of established that, you know, they come out playing man, you know, kind of surprising. And I thought Jeremiah did such a great job, not only getting you into the offense, but you know, making those dishes to obviously early on between Cohen and Easton. I mean, he got them going. Jeremiah was the guy that got them the ball and, you know, wide open.
Absolutely. He's the engine of our team offensively. He does such a great job for us. He's leading the conference in assists for a reason. He did such a great from the very first play. We went the lob play, pinpoint pass right to Cohen. He does it every day in practice, and then he set up Easton multiple times. I know Easton didn't finish quite the way he normally does at the beginning, but he caught on quick and finished well there in the second quarter. But yeah, he just makes everything go because he's the smartest player I've ever coached. His ability to see the floor, read situations. He's going to make a really good basketball coach someday.
You know, we blamed a lot of those down here, especially with Easton, on tight rims. Because some of those, they were just right there and just they weren't falling, but he was right there.
Yeah, they're definitely a little bit tighter rims. I don't know. I looked at Easton, I'm like, at some point today, you got to make one. You know, you do know that, right? And he kind of just laughed and shook it off. But the one thing I love about Easton, you know, is he wasn't making shots, but never changes his effort. He does such a good job getting after it. Offense, defense, anything we ask Easton to do, he just, it doesn't matter. Yes.
Well, we've talked about your defense, how good it is, and you can name the player they play with, though. But I was impressed actually even watching Easton coming out and guarding the guys on the perimeter. He had the one kid just kept pushing off him. He still held his ground and still did a great job on him.
Absolutely. Easton, he might not look the part. Easton's a great athlete. He's one of the strongest players on this team. I mean, he looks like a strong kid, but we have, like, the twins look really, really strong. Yeah. Carl Dortch looks really, really strong. Aaron Carl is really, really strong. Nolan. But Easton's one of the strongest kids weight room-wise on our team. He's really invested time into his body, and you're seeing it when he guards on the perimeter. He's a brick wall to move, and he really does a good job because he's so quick when he moves his feet, and he does a great job of playing without fouling.
Real quick before we'll let you go here, of course, the regional sectional pairings came out, and any surprise, girls are going this way or, you know, towards Sterling or we may be Geneseo. You guys are going the other way. Any surprises at all with that?
No, we're pretty accustomed to heading south. It seems about once every 8 or 9 years we get a chance to go north. I was shocked to see that we're splitting.
Yeah.
Because, you know, the class system usually doesn't split. 3A's. We're from the same region, go to the same spots. I was a little surprised to see us split, but at the same time, I was not surprised to see us go south. It's a good regional. It's a good subsectional. It's going to be a good regional on how it breaks down. So, it allows us to reiterate to our guys why it's so important to, one, play this tough schedule coming up that we got in the next couple weeks, but at the same time, be playing our best basketball late February, early March.
Well, Chad, congratulations on the win. Go get them. We got Tuesday night back up here in Rock Island. Brad and Jeremy will be back with you, and good luck on Tuesday.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
That is Streaks head coach Chad Thompson here on the post-game show. We'll come back and talk more. Streaks win at 73-32. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM, WGIL and WGIL.com.
This is Autumn Cantorini. The most practical thing you can do to avoid wasting your energy dollars is to have your home heating system cleaned and tuned. If you have regular maintenance, your energy bills will be lower and your system will have a lower risk of expensive repairs. The Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating $69 tune-up comes with two fantastic guarantees. We guarantee energy savings, and if you need repairs, you'll get a 10% discount. Call Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating at 342-HEAT.
Go get them, Silver Streaks. This is Jeff Klink from Galesburg Nissan. Reminding everyone, Galesburg Nissan has the area's largest and nicest rental car fleet, an awesome detail shop, Galesburg Car Care, and we are driven to create customers for life. A free lifetime warranty with no gimmicks. Every fifth oil change is free for life. And a free loaner car for life. Galesburg Nissan. Galesburg Nissan Car Rental. Galesburg Car Care. And Galesburg Nissan Pre-Owned Auto Center all say, let's go Streaks.
Nobody covers the Silver Streaks like 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. Galesburg Sports.
Streaks winning here tonight, 73-32 over the Alleman Pioneers here at Don Morris Gym. Thanks again to Coach Chad Thompson for chatting with us here. And, man, what a good win for the Streaks here tonight. And, yeah, very tough stretch at Rock Island coming up on Tuesday night will be the next go-round. And then coming up next Friday night, the boys will be hosting the Quincy Blue Devils. And then, of course, Saturday they'll have their Martin Luther King tournament. And we're not sure what's going to happen with that, who's going to be there, who's not. There's a lot going to have to do with the what's going on with the teacher situation in Chicago at this point, but hopefully they'll be able to get a couple of games in next Saturday. All right, Streaks won at 73-32. Let's start on our post-game statistics. We'll start scoring-wise. Streaks, a couple of players in double figures and another one just missed. It was Cohen Derry leading the way with 13 points, six baskets, one for one from the free throw line. Of course, the starters didn't play after about, what, the first couple of minutes of the third quarter. 12 points for Easton Steck. That on six baskets all in the first half. 9 points for Carl Dortch came in and did a great job off the bench, as Coach mentioned. Three baskets, three for four from the free throw line. Let's see, we had 7 points for Alex Egyptiaco. He had a three and a couple of twos. 4 points for Dre Egyptiaco on a couple of baskets. 2 points for Jeremiah Babers on a basket. Let's see, six for Ian Dominique on a couple of threes in the third quarter. Roman Wilson with 3 points on a three-pointer in the fourth quarter. 5 points for Jace Keith on a couple of baskets and one for two from the free throw line. 4 points for Geno Williams on a couple of baskets. Four for Nolan Carl on a couple of baskets. 4 points for Carter Clary on a couple of baskets. Streaks with the four three-pointers in the game. Struggled a bit from the line. 5 for 10 from the free throw line. For the Pioneers, Noah Brinkman in double figures with 10 points. He hit those two threes early in the game and had a couple of twos over one from the line. 9 points for Ryan Schmidt on three baskets, three for four from the free throw line. That all in the first half. 5 points for Daniel Vandehede on a three and two for two from the line. 3 points for Ethan Gorlett on a three-pointer. 5 points for Lincoln Dorsey on a three and a two. 4 three-pointers, 5 for 7 from the free throw line.
Actually, I am for 5 three-pointers.
Oh, okay, five. Oh, where did I go? Where did I miss one? Oh, yeah, I missed one in the second half. That's right, yep. So 5 three-pointers for the Pioneers.
Well, the Streaks did a great job with ball control, and that's what you want in a game like this. You want to make sure you don't just get sloppy and get outside of yourself in a game in which you know that, you know, likely as long as you play your game, you're going to do all right. 21 turnovers for Alleman, only 6 for the Streaks, 4 of those coming in the second half. Streaks it out, rebound Alleman 35-21, including 14-6 on the offensive boards. Alleman only made 3 shots in that second half, Tom.
Wow.
They finished the game 11 of 40 from the field, 5 of 17 from downtown, 6 of 23 from inside the arc. Streaks, on the other hand, finished the game 32 of 59 from the field, 4 of 12 downtown, so 28 of 47 from inside the arc. Some stats in addition to the points that Tom told you about. Carl Dortch had those 9 points, but he also had 5 rebounds. Cohen Derry had the 13 points, but three steals, 1 assist, and 4 rebounds. Carter Clary had a nice 5 rebounds to add to his stat line with also 1 assist. Easton Steck had 2 rebounds. Jace Keith had 4 rebounds and a steal. Nolan Carl had 3 rebounds and an assist. Marve Bile had 3 rebounds and an assist, even though he didn't score. Alex Egypsiaco had 2 rebounds, 2 assists, and a steal. Ian Dominique had 2 rebounds, assists, and 3 steals. Roman Wilson had 2 rebounds, 2 assists. Drew Egypsiaco, 1 assist, 1 steal to go with his 4 points. Geno Williams, 1 assist, 1 steal, 1 rebound to go with his 4 points. And Jeremiah Babers, 7 assists, 4 steals, a block, and 1 rebound. And those 7 assists and 4 steals all came in that first half, most of which came in the first quarter.
So the Streaks, good overall effort, and they come out with a win here tonight. A continuous clock win, 73-32 over the Alamann Pioneers. We'll take our final timeout, come back, and name our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on 93.7 FM at 1400 AM WGIL and WGIL.com.
Silver Streak's boys basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Arby's on North Henderson Street in Galesburg. They'll hang the big hat up on the side so you can see it. And by Go Van Gogh's, the T-shirt factory at 237 East Tompkins Street in downtown Galesburg.
Have a position you need filled yesterday?
We can put it in our jobs page at galesburg.info and drive thousands of listeners right to you. Not only will you get great exposure, but it's a much more streamlined approach to getting local applicants. Galesburg.info, keyword jobs.
93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
Streaks went to here tonight. 73-32 was the final score over the Alamann Pioneers. Thanks again to Galesburg Nissan for providing our transportation. Go check them out. Get in there and talk to them. If you're looking for something new, something pre-owned, they can help you out. And they will do just that. Stop by and talk to them. 2080 North Henderson Street here in Galesburg, home of the lifetime warranty. All right, our final order of business tonight is to name our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game. And again, sometimes hard. It's a blowout game. Ends up with continuous clock in the fourth quarter. But you got to kind of look in a case like this, what got the Streaks there? I mean, you know, obviously offensively, scoring-wise, Cohen Derry with the 13 and Easton Steck with the 12, and both of them with 6 points in the first quarter and point blank, but there was a reason that they got those shots where they did.
Yeah, and I think we both kind of agreed on this after watching that first quarter. There was, and Coach even mentioned it, the senior, Jeremiah Babers, he drives the bus here for this team. He really got them going. He got the engine started, and that's exactly what he did. He had those four steals, 3 of those 4 coming in the first quarter, the other one in the second quarter. He had 7 assists, 4 of those in the first quarter, 3 in the second quarter. He just really got them going. He was able to get hands on the ball, and then he got it to his scorers in position where they could be effective, and that was a great job by Jeremiah Babers, and he's our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game.
So Jeremiah Babers wins the Crunch Time Player of the Game, and really great effort here tonight, got the Streaks going. Dave's Auto Body, you better call Dave's. Well, that's going to do it for a few hours. We'll be back at it hopefully tomorrow afternoon down in Peoria for the Galesburg High girls game as they take on the Manual Rams. That is scheduled for a 2:10 pregame and a 2:30 tip here on WGIL. And then Monday night, the girls back at it, a game that was scheduled for last night up at Sterling. That got moved to Monday, so we'll have that one for you. That'll be a 6:40 pregame and a 7 o'clock tip-off. Then Tuesday night, the boys back at it, and Brad Benowitz and Jeremy Pickle will be with you Tuesday night up here at the Rock Garden. They'll take on the Rock on the Rock, 6:40 pregame, 7 o'clock tip. And once that game's finished, we'll pick up the remainder of the Illini game, and we'll join that in progress. They are taking on Nebraska. They'll be out at Nebraska on Tuesday night. So lots and lots of great basketball coming up here on the radio. Well, partner, what do you think? It was a little bit faster game than we normally see.
Yeah, it's been a while since we've played that fast. And back when the coach had the system going, Coach Massey had the system going, I would equate it to that. But, yeah, nice little transition and nice little change of pace for us. Always nice to try your hand at a little different team and get to know these kids. I haven't obviously seen a lot of the boys play, and a very impressive win here tonight.
By the way, in the Western Big Six Conference, with under 35, or actually about 20, 25 seconds to play, Quincy has taken the lead over Rock Island 58-55.
Wow.
So that will have a lot to do with what happens in the conference standings. And of course, Galesburg will have their opportunity against the Rocks coming up Tuesday night. Final score, Sterling down Geneseo 66-40 was the final in that one. So the Streaks win it here tonight. Final score 73-32. That's going to do it. Thanks to Brian Prescott for getting us on the air and keeping us that way. And Brad Bedowitz, Jeremy Pickrell back with you again on Tuesday night. Eric and I back with you tomorrow afternoon for Silver Streaks girls basketball. Streaks won it 73-32. Good night from Don Morris.
Thanks for listening to Galesburg High School boys basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. Galesburg Sports.